Hello, this is Ted Parrish. I'm joined today by Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Charlie Holloway. So I guess we can talk about right now about Steve Jobs, his departure. Yeah. He announced his resignation yesterday, and yeah. I like to ask the guys, what difference does it make? Troy,
he's a visionary. I mean, you can't say that he wasn't the key ingredient that made it all happen.
I can't say that. He made it all happen back in 1985.
Yeah, in 97.
This company is the second largest company in the world right now. You know how many employees they got? How much time do you think Steve Jobs sat there and programmed product?
Don't talk about that, Chad.
But the brand recognition.
Any more than I'm tearing through value lines today. Come on.
But the brand recognition.
It's just brand recognition now, but still.
Well, here's the deal, okay? Number one is Steve Jobs. He's still alive.
Right.
He's not dead. Steve Jobs is somebody who sort of defines the business. And so he'll be, quote, impossible, quote, to replace.
Sure.
But it's not in any way, shape, or form about the operations of the business, nor the new products. You think that they have iPhone with someone, he woke up one day and said, I want an iPhone, and the next day the iPhone was out?
Right.
So the bottom line, here is that his influence, if he dropped dead tomorrow,
it would hit the stock.
No impact in terms of the products that are online today and in the process.
And probably a 10-year strategy of products. Because I'm sure
where are we going to go from here to there?
Right.
I'm sick and tired of these guys bad mouthing the new guy,
Tim Cook,
or something
he's been
else like
there for
that.
A while.
The quote, he's not a visionary. Who in the hell knows whether he's a visionary or not? Do they work with this guy every day?
Well, and as big as Apple is now, they might be beyond the visionary stage.
I believe so.
You need good products, but you're not going. From nothing to
well,
you're already.
I think the stock today is, as I looked earlier, was down 2%.
Well, I mean, look now. iPhone 5 comes out this fall, it's going to be on Sprint now too.
Yeah,
so
correct.
Whether you're a Verizon, AT&T, or Sprint customer, unless you have something against Apple products, you're going to own an iPhone.
And here's the key: the reason the stock's knocked down today is because the overhang about Steve Jobs being sick. Being in a reduced role has already been affecting the stock. The stock's at 13 times earnings.
This is not a huge surprise.
It's no different. It's no different. Sure, it's different. That's a company with the second largest company in the world. So.
Right.
But Teddy, 10 years ago in this business, every client in the world went through me.
I got you.
And as time goes on, there are more and more clients who. While they have met me, I'm not their guy. It's Bill Lako. It's Charlie Holloway. It's Wes. I just name everybody in the firm. They came in. They talked to Karen. They did everything else.
I'm sort of
this figurehead that stands out there and stuff like that.
From a certain standpoint, I understand that. But this company, in the next 5 years, they can produce enough cash to actually – have their market value in cash if it stays still right now. This company is a cash-generating machine.
Sure.
Okay, I think that CEOs and the value of CEOs, just my time being in this business, is overstated.
I can't go there.
It's overstated.
I'm hanging up my phone.
It's overstated. Think about the big nightmares we've seen. Pellissimo with IBM. We've seen Jack Welch when he left GE. And then it was handed off to ML. It implodes, and ML's just dogged.
But at the
was
same
Jack
time,
Welch really that great?
No. If he'd been there, it would implode at the same time.
At the same time, their compensation has grown tremendously.
It has.
Yep.
Which is another argument in itself.
Me too. I'm happy for it.
What do you think,
Gene had to step out of this whole conversation.
Well, when he was with Apple to begin with, obviously he created it.
Yep.
Then he gets fired.
With Wyskowski.
He goes and starts another company.
Builds the most popular, I don't know if it's the biggest revenue generating,
with Pixar, with animation.
The operating system.
He comes back to Apple, it goes to the moon. Maybe it's all coincidence, but I don't know.
But anyway, Yeah, that's a good topic. It's been a slice of heaven.
Absolutely.
See you guys next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.